Thanks everyone for coming out this Sunday afternoon in Spanish Fork, Utah. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and chair of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnanti Mananda Sagana Gana Salaka Chaksurun Miritam Yana Tajmai Sri Gurave Maha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yana Bhutare Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dharati Swaparantika. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today our topic is declaring dependence on God. A lot of people keep God boxed up in church, visit Him for an hour a week. It's time they set aside, they come to pray, worship, meditate on God or Krishna. Then they go out during the week and they totally exclude God or Krishna from the rest of their life. They love Him. They reverence Him, but they think there's nothing spiritual about a morning commute. There's nothing spiritual about going to Macy's, cooking dinner, meeting with a client, sitting down to pay the bills. Krishna lives in the spiritual kingdom far, far away. He could not possibly have any interest in or knowledge of our day-to-day lives. Some people liken God to a watchmaker who creates a watch, winds it up, and then leaves it to its own devices. Walks away and has nothing further to do with it. Our message today is that God is not just far away in His own transcendental abode, but He is also Anantarashta Para Manu. Anu means that which is the smallest, Parama Anu. We say the atom. God exists as the greatest, and He also exists as the smallest. That means He's fully aware of every single detail of your life. He knows how many hairs you have on your head. And although when you eat food, you don't know how that food is digested and transformed to energy, He knows exactly how it happens. He knows everything you're doing in the office. He knows what you're cooking for dinner. I once read a story about a little boy. In his sandbox, there was a big block of wood that had somehow or other found its way in there. Just a little toddler wanted to get this block of wood out of his sandbox. There was a lip there. He pushed that block of wood with all of his strength. And he just almost got it up and over, but then it fell back down again. So again, he tried again. And then a third time, now his strength is ebbing, and a shadow falls over him. He looks up, and there's his dad. He says, "Dad, I can't get this out of the sandbox." Dad says, "Son, you didn't use all the strength that was available to you." He said, "Dad, I tried three times. I used all my strength." Dad said, "No, you didn't use all the strength that was available to you. You didn't use me." Tonight, we'd like to give you a few hints how you can make better decisions, how you get strength to overcome your enemies because of your best friend who's always there, willing to lend a helping hand. You just have to do your part, open up to His presence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's doing a pretty good job of managing millions and millions of universes, so my guess is that if you turn more of the management of your family, more of the management of your career, more of the management of your health, the fulfillment of your dreams over to Him, you allow Him to transform His image into a beacon of light and love for you. Ultimately, He'll guide you back home, back to God. But here is the key. God's only going to be involved in as much of our life as we allow Him. The Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 11th verse. Yeyata mam prapadyate. Krishna says, as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. That means if the surrender is little, the guidance, the light, the direction is little. If the surrender is much, then the guidance is much. That's why we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a process of turning over everything we have, beginning with our speech and beginning with our hearing. Turning over to the Supreme Lord who creates and manages millions and millions of universes, who is closer to us than a brother, and who is poised to transform our life. Turning over our family, turning over our finances, turning over our marriage, our sports, our health. If you do this, He promises, Machita Sarvadurgani. He will crown your life with success, make you an example of his goodness in every area of your life. The chant itself means, Hare Krishna, O Lord, O energies of the Lord, please engage me in your service. What it is letting the Lord in. Lord, I don't want to continue to keep you at a remote distance, at arm's length. I want you to come in and take over my thinking, take over my feeling, take over my willing. Lord, I don't want to compartmentalize you into a box. I don't want you to be on the edge anymore. I don't want you to be just a resident in my heart. I want you to be the president of my heart. Francis Havergal, I think the greatest bhakti Christian poet, couldn't have put it any better. Take my life, Lord, and let it be consecrated to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my lips and let them sing, always only for my king. Take my mouth, let it be filled with messages to thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect, use every power thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet, its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Here's the key. If you are for him, then he will be for you. Imagine someone offering you $1 million in exchange for your $5. How long will you hesitate? I joined the Krishna temple in 1970 in Australia. A devotee who was in charge had made a decision with which I strongly and vehemently disagreed. He moved the temple to a suburb called Bondi. Suburban house. I remember that Pete Seeger song, Little Houses Made of Ticky-Tacky, Ticky-Tacky, all the same. I wanted to be where the action is, where the people were. And he kind of took us out of the action. But at the same time, I was strongly attracted to Krishna Kama. I thought I should join the temple. At that time, my surrender, my sacrifice involved stopping traveling. I've been traveling nonstop for 3 years. I had accordion folders of visas on my passport. I've been to Bali. I've been to Israel. I've been to the Canary Islands. You name it. I thought that by moving into this little suburban house, I was surrendering travel. I was going to live a monastic life. Imagine my pleasant surprise within 6 months of joining the temple. It was required. We had to go once a year to India. So I'm on my way to India. I'd already been to India once. Didn't get a lot out of the experience. But let me tell you, when you go to India like this, with this on your forehead and this around your waist, quoting Paritranaya sadhanam vinasya chaduskritam dharma samstapanapaya sambhavami. It's a whole different India. It's spiritual India. Everybody's lined up to invite you to their homes, to be friends, to bless their children. Thought I was giving up my $5, but I got $1 million back. Within the next 10 years, I went to India annually, sometimes twice a year. Got so much more out of the experience than I'd ever gotten in my pre-devotee days. The ideal example of surrendered souls to Krishna, you may have heard the celebrated gopis, milkmaids of Vrindavan, that associate with the Lord in the spiritual world. As far as they're concerned, the first thing they think when they get up in the morning is Krishna. Mid-morning, Krishna. Afternoon, Krishna. Evening, Krishna. There's not a moment when they're not fully dependent upon and fully absorbed in thought of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare. Did that cost you anything? Did we charge for the mantra? Were there any calories? Calorie-free, fat-free, tax-free? And yet Krishna says, because of the gopis singing his glories and of their constant absorption, God, bear in mind, this is God. Samvrija tava pratyatuvana. The Lord of millions and millions of universes, from whom comes all gold, all diamonds, all jewels. He says to the gopis, in the face of your dependence upon me, I have to declare bankruptcy. He says, even in a day of Lord Brahma, I don't have enough resources to repay you, to support you, to guide you in return for your unqualified, unselfish devotional service. Now, how many times have we had a friend or a spouse that we've done a lot for, we've given up for, and yet they don't seem to realize or to appreciate all we've done? Have you ever been told after the termination of a long-term relationship, what did you do? It wasn't that much. God is not like that. God is high-minded, not low-minded. Just you coming today, if you're coming for the first time, and if you never go to a Krishna temple again in your lifetime, God notes that. God writes that down in his book. You get spiritual credit. Just chanting Hare Krishna, even one time, means that God's starting to breathe his light, his guidance, his direction in your life. It means doors are starting to open. The right connections are coming. Life goes so much easier when you develop dependence on God. It says that when you think of God in your activities, difficult things become easy. And when you don't think of God, easy things become difficult. We had the crazy idea to build a Krishna temple in an area that's 90% Mormon. Exactly 20 years ago, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary of the opening of this temple on June the 20th. People say, how in the world did you build a world-class Krishna temple in Zion? I'll tell you something else. We opened a second temple in August of 2019 as well. I don't know the answer, and we don't have time to go through all the details, but I can tell you this, it wasn't that difficult. It wasn't as difficult as you might think. And the reason is we were right in the middle of what Krishna wanted us to do. If you have Krishna on your side, it doesn't matter how the rest of the world's stacked up. You and Krishna or God are in a majority. Things that should have been a struggle when you have God in the center of your life, they won't be a struggle. But when you forget God and rely on your own powers and your own resources, then things start getting difficult. This is a quote from one of our great statesmen, past president of the United States at a time of great disruption and difficulty. Abraham Lincoln said, it is the duty of nations as well as men to own their dependence on the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the scriptures and proven by all of history, that those nations are blessed whose God is Lord. We know that by his divine law, nations, like individuals, are subject to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justify fear and that awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to do the needful and have a national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But Abraham Lincoln said, we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God who made us. Krishna says, Makchita Madgadapana Tashanti Chara Manticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. They derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. I'm not saying to spend 24 hours a day on your knees, never get up, never go to work. Talking about an attitude under your breath, in our thoughts, constantly meditating on him, thanking him for his goodness, meditating on his promises, reviewing scriptural quotes, asking for his help in all things. It's a lifestyle so ingrained, so automatically in us. Anything we do, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada says, if we hear properly, the holy name will enter through our ears into the region of our heart and shower down nectar. When we are lost in the ocean of nectar, we will see Krishna. Can I ask you not to go the next 20 years trying to do everything on your own? Someone said the most sublime prayer that we can ever pray is, help! If you'll acknowledge Krishna, before you go into that meeting, help me, Lord, to keep my cool, not say anything I'll regret. Before you go to the gym, if I'm going to work out, help this to be the best workout I could possibly have. Before you give that presentation, I know you stayed up all night, you know it by heart, but Lord, I still need your help to give it that little extra something. Before you take that exam, help me, Lord, to have the recall I need. Before you come home after a hard day at work, help me, Lord, not to take my frustrations out on my family. Just 10 seconds under your breath, Hare Krishna, Lord, I need your help. I need your blessings in all things. Without inviting Krishna into every area of your life, can I tell you, your days are not going to be what they could have or should have been. Lord, I realize that without you in the center, this day is not going to be as productive, as successful, or as easy as it would have otherwise been. It is a sign of humility to acknowledge God. Lord, natuivam jadu nisham. You created me from your essence. You got me this far. You caused my mother's milk to spring to her breast at the time I saw the light of day. I cannot make it on my own. This was Arjuna's dilemma. He was on a battlefield facing his cousins, his teachers, his relatives. He didn't know what to do. He dropped his bow. This big, powerful dicathlon warrior was trembling. Tears were coming. After he turned over his life to the management of Krishna, who was beside him on the chariot. Finally, Arjuna said, Nashta moha shmitir labda, tat prasadam stito shmingata, karishya sevacha. Krishna, after hearing you, it's like muddy waters have become crystal clear. My illusion is now gone, my memory is gained, and by your mercy, I am now resolved, firmly fixed, prepared to act. Basically, Arjuna was saying, Krishna, I cannot properly raise even a finger without your sanction. To whom does God give sanction? To whom has God got special regard? To the humble. When you show that a level of dependency on Krishna, there isn't anything that God won't do for you. He'll move heaven and earth to get you to where you're supposed to be. Dependence on God is not a weakness, it's a strength. Dependence on God is what activates, ignites his power in your life. On the other hand, when you're proud, when you think, Krishna, I don't need you in this area, then Krishna will step back. Then you're on your own. Krishna's not going to, he's a gentleman. He's not going to force his way into your life. The word depend means continual action. It's not a one-shot thing, one and done. Depend means every minute, every moment of every day, in every single activity that we're involved. Only a few of us remember the Apollo space expedition. Anyway, they made a movie. You probably saw the movie. When they were imagining going to outer space and conquering space, they didn't bow down. They didn't get on their knees and depend upon God. They didn't ask, God, is this a good idea? They just concocted it. They just thought it up. And we think it'll be a good idea. They didn't run it by God. They just went ahead and trained the men and spent the money and did all the whoop-la-la with the advertising and the TV. And while the eyes of the nation were upon the astronauts out in space, something unforeseen happened. A fire broke out in the cockpit. So where was all their confidence? Where was all their independence then? There wasn't anything they could do down here for those astronauts thousands of miles out in space. So what they ended up doing was asking everybody watching on TV, pray to God. Only when they got into trouble did it occur to them to pray to God. This is not the kind of dependence on God that we're talking about. When you get into trouble, then you call God. like a policeman. Then when he gets you out of trouble, say, okay, God, go away. I don't need you. I'll take it from here. Prabhupada says right here, one should learn how to cry for the Lord. One should learn this small technique. One should be very eager and actually cry to be engaged in some particular type of service. This is called lolyam, transcendental greediness. And such tears are the price for the highest perfection. If one develops this greediness or eagerness for meeting and serving the Lord in a particular way, that is the price to pay for entering into the kingdom of God. Without those tears, no amount of donations, no perfect church attendance, no following the rules and regulations, no charitable work, no self-righteousness will get you to where Krishna wants you to be. The praise should always outweigh the petitions. God knows what we need, what's good for us, better than we know ourselves. Our job is just to thank Him for all that He's already done. Thank Him for getting us this far. Even if you don't understand everything, even if you have challenges, mountains rising before you, enemies and critics, even if you don't have full realization, know this, that Krishna is present within His name, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Every time you chant the name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Angels are released in your direction. A seed is planted, the result of which is going to turn that situation around. When I was president in Berkeley Temple, this was between 1975 and 1978, I was alone in the lobby one day. The devotees were all out on the streets chanting. And a young man came there, and I was the designated guest master. So we got to talk, and he told an interesting story. This is probably 1976. He said that he had joined the New York Temple back in 1968. He'd only lasted for about 3 weeks. Couldn't get up early in the morning. But for 3 weeks, he chanted Hare Krishna on his beads every morning with all the devotees taken for prasadam. And then one day he just left. He got hired by NBC as a soundbite man. He got sent to this war in Israel in 1970. He told me that he was there during the hostilities. He had a cameraman beside him. He had a microphone. He was doing a narration. And they were peeking up over a sand dune. And he heard this whoosh and then a funny noise. And he looked over, and sorry for the imagery, the head of his cameraman was gone. And there was just a red mist in the air. At that time, he told to me, he said, I knew I was next. I felt death like a membrane. Hadn't thought about Krishna 3-4 years since I left the temple. Hadn't even given it a thought. But it all of a sudden, a peace descended on me. I knew I was going to die. One minute I was scared, witless. And the next minute, it just bubbled out. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Well, obviously he didn't die because he wouldn't have been there to tell me the story. But it is said that even a little advancement saves one from the greatest sort of danger. And it all starts when you plant the seeds of Krishna's names on the inside. There's a book of remembrance. Krishna has total recall, total appreciation. Every time we say His name, every time we thank Him, every time we talk to Him, every time we even think about Him, it's all noted down in the book of remembrance. And our goal is to have pages and pages and pages in that book of remembrance, that the narration of our dependence, the instances and the times in which we reach out to Krishna for help in all things, flows like the river Ganges uninterruptedly and unerringly to the sea. Now, if that's going to happen, first thing you have to do is let Krishna out of the Sunday box. Include Him in every part of your life. Take time each day to strengthen and feed your spirit. If you depend upon and keep Krishna first place in everything you do, can I tell you, He will crown your efforts with success? Because you diligently seek Him and depend upon Him, rewards are coming your way, favor, good breaks are coming your way, promotions, healing. Get ready. You're going to live an extraordinary life this time around, and after this life, go back to home, back to Godhead, where life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.